B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to what could be Roy's last rap party podcast. As some of you might know, he's going in for a massive nostril reconstruction surgery.
I'm fixing my deviated septum.
You'll be back. You'll be fine.
Yeah, my leg. Everyone's making me think I'm going to die.
We're writing you off.
Including you.
With the no help of my friends.
You said off the air before you go, well, this is it. If I don't make it back, it's been a great 6 years with you.
Just said it's been great working with you guys. It's been fun, silly, good times.
Mm-hmm. Right. So do they tell you, like, you're going in for your deviated septum, do they tell you, like, are you going to be bruised for a long time?
They told me it's not like it used to be back in the day. They said that all the swelling, there will be some swelling, but the majority of the swelling should be behind the face. And so that's why it's, like, really important for me not to exert energy, because, like, even, like, getting up, when you get up, you go, and you kind of put pressure on your face.
Right.
Well, it's a, it's a blood rush.
Yeah, you don't want to put pressure on your face. So that's, like, their only, like, main concerns. Outside of that, as long as you just, like...
You have to sit up.
Yeah, as long as you sit up, as long as you sit straight up and you don't move, you're good.
Bro, that's going to be your hardest. That's going to be the hardest thing for you.
That's what I told Strong. I said, I'm going to have a really hard time sleeping. But he brought up a good point. Maybe I'll just be so drugged up for the next 3 days, I'll sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I guess. But just sleeping, like sitting up, like, can you go back a little?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just as long as the head's up.
Mm-hmm.
Elevated.
You know what I like? When you go and you get surgery on, like, an arm or, like, a leg, or you're doing something, they make you write with the marker so that you're responsible.
For which arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen that before. Yeah. Even, like...
I wonder if they're going to make you put an X on your own nose.
Yeah.
Did they make you do it when you went in for eye surgery?
No, they didn't. And when I got my... vasectomy.
Did you pick which ball?
I didn't get to pick which ball I wanted. No, they don't do that. I have both balls, dude.
Now, don't go for the droopier one. Go for the tighter one.
That's not what a vasectomy is. I'm not getting neutered. It's different. Anyway, but no, I did. But I did have. There was something, Loren, that I did on myself that they made me mark it, and I forget now what it was. But anyway, so that's it. So you'll be sitting up straight. Now tell us about Sterling is there, but he's also working. So
well, he's taking off.
Mom and them are coming in.
Yeah, he's taking off for the next 3 days. And I guess mom's coming in because she doesn't know if Sterling could take care of me. I don't know why she... I guess because I'm going underneath the anesthesia.
Did I hear a side comment, though, that you tried to back off your parents a little bit?
I tried to pull their visitation back some, yes.
Yeah. What was the original length?
Well, the original plan was maybe through the weekend, maybe a little bit after. But then they're like, oh, I want to bring the dog and I want to do this. And I'm like, no. Okay, well, then you're only going to stay till Friday. No dog.
Right.
We'll be fine. Sterling can take good care of
him. So, like, honestly, mom should come after Sterling has, like, after the 3 days, like maybe next week.
I know. That would be ideal. Yes.
But she wants to be here in case anything happens.
Yeah, but she wants to be here when I go in for surgery. But yes, that the perfect time is for next week when we could use some more hands.
Yeah.
But yeah. But no, I'm going to go in. It's simple surgery.
Couple jokes with the nurses to loosen things up.
Yeah. Hey, will you guys fix this? Yeah, can you do anything about my weight? You know, we'll make
it. While you're in there, take a little off the chin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some girth.
Hey, listen, can you reduce the size of my nose? You know, just all good things.
Right. Hey, I was wondering if, anybody knows the length of this surgery, but who knows?
a good
who knows joke is always good. Are they going to give you something to take before? Like, I had to take a what do you take, Loren, when you're nervous?
Valium?
Yeah, like a Valium. Uh-huh. I had to take a Valium before.
Well, the anesthesiologist doesn't recommend to me take anything at home, but when I get to the hospital and I get checked in, yeah, they said they'll give me a little something.
Yeah, that's good. That'll relax you, and the next thing you know,
I'll be sleeping and waking back up.
You're on your way, yep.
How loopy are you when you wake up from anesthesia? Pretty loopy.
Immediately, yeah.
I wasn't under anesthesia when they did my thing.
Oh.
Have
you ever been under anesthesia?
Just at the dentist. I mean, nothing. Like, I've never been out, knocked out, knock on wood.
Have you ever been knocked out?
Yes, when I got my wisdom teeth out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What about your butt implant? They didn't knock you out for that?
No.
No.
That was outpatient surgery in office.
When you got your butt enlarged, it was an outpatient. But you just couldn't. You had to kneel to drive home, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she had to sit on her knees the whole way home.
I mean, that does suck. And it does suck that you have to sit up straight. But think about some of the other surgeries that are so invasive. Like,
yeah.
Like if you break a leg, you have to hold it up. Or yeah. An arm. Like somebody said that they got bit by a copperhead. Their arm was the size of a leg. And they had to hold their arm up for 72 straight hours after $60,000 worth of anti-venom was pumped into their body.
Like, well, my dad had his accident. Both of his arms had to be up in slings, hanging up in the hospital bed. Both of his arms.
How long?
Long time, dude.
That sucks, dude.
He was like one of the first people. Have you ever seen the bars that stick out of the hand, the arms?
Uh-huh.
He was like one of the first people to get that surgery. People flew in from like Japan.
That's crazy. He was like this?
Yeah, and he had to like, his arms were strung up.
Like
and
in like, slings?
Yeah, in slings.
A straw.
Yeah, he literally couldn't do anything except just lay there.
Yeah, like a mummy.
Yeah, because he, and his legs were all fucked up because he fell three stories.
Oh, shit.
And he fell like a cat. So he fell on his knees and hands. So, which is probably not
doing.
I mean, he was putting siding on that side of our house. He was doing a house project.
Oh.
My, He's lucky.
Just picture him fall, well, he fell like a cat.
I know, but my mom's sister's husband died falling off a 3-foot, like, ladder.
Working. A three-foot ladder
on the side of their house outside. He severed his liver.
Oh, my God.
How do you sever your liver?
No idea. I guess he fell on. You know how there's like a handle on it? And he fell on it and like snapped over, I guess.
Holy shit. What a way to go. Can I just go in my sleep? I don't need the fucking trauma of the.
Right.
You know, fuck that. Like the girl that got ran over by the scooter, the actress that ran over by the scooter. Holy fuck.
Yeah, but she didn't last long, right? She died.
It happened on June 4th, and she died yesterday. So 10 days in the hospital.
Oh,
10 days
thing.
Of June. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And she stuck around for 10 days.
Stuck around for 10 days.
There better be like a description of this person. And
if I'm on a plane that's crashing, I'm going to ask the pilot to go full throttle down.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to limp from this.
Man. All right. So good luck with your surgery, bud.
Yeah. I'll give everybody an update. I'll text everybody when I'm out.
They say that maybe you'll sound a little different when you come back.
Yeah, it could sound less nasally.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I never thought I sounded nasally, so.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it should be a good little surgery. I go back in next Wednesday to go see the doctor, and he makes the determination of how my recovery is going and should I go back to work, should I go back to work.
So. Well, maybe you could just flip on the microphone from home. You know, you don't have to come back in.
I mean, you know, maybe.
Don't count on it, though.
Right.
Right. Yeah, we're not. All right. Well, we want to spend the last couple minutes of Roy alive alone.
Stop.
If you don't mind, we'll just drop off the podcast.
But I would like to know what snacks, because I'm going to go to Publix today to get some snacks for recovery. What are some food that I should eat while I'm just laying around for 2 weeks?
Oh.
Popcorn. No, maybe not. That's crunchy. You need like soft stuff.
Do you think? I don't
Probably.
Know.
Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy is the worst cookie.
I don't think you could do anything too hard or because it.
You don't want to mess the face up.
My aunt had the soft Chips Ahoy. They were the best.
They taste so artificial.
You dunk them in milk.
Why? You really like Chips Ahoy?
Yeah, I'm not mad at Chips Ahoy. I bet you Nicole likes Chips Ahoy. Hey, do you like Chips Ahoy?
The chip?
Yeah, the cookie, Chips Ahoy.
Yeah,
right? Roy's like appalled that I like them.
I bet
Nicole likes them.
Yeah, they're good. I haven't had them in like 20 years.
It's one. I don't think anything's baked. I think it's all artificial because the chocolate chips.
The Keebler elves make it in the tree.
The chocolate
dude.
Chips aren't even melted. They're like fully intact. It's like the weirdest cookie.
What's the movie? What's the movie? Sorry, I'm hung up on this. There's a movie or a TV show where they joke about the person being so short that they lived in a tree. Does that sound familiar?
They make a Keebler joke?
Oh, what movie? Yeah.
Keebler elf joke? I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's going to drive me nuts.
Oh, is it Bad Santa?
No, it wasn't Bad Santa. But it was like, oh, my God. It was so funny. I think maybe it was like, it wasn't a comedian. It was an actual scene.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was so short that I jokingly climbed up a tree because I wanted my date to think I lived with the Keebler elves. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna kill me. All right. Anyway, you guys, everybody send your best wishes to Roy. You can follow us at the MRL Show on Insta. We'll keep you updated. And, of course, Roy the DJ, I think, is your socials.
Yeah, Roy the DJ on Insta.
Get updates there, all right?
All right. Toodles.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.